We're talking with Tom Buchanan of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, you've just now wrapped up a very key, I guess, phase of your grassroots process. Earlier in the year, you had your county meetings. You've talked with folks and given them ideas of what's going on at the state and national level. The county farm bureaus have now brought resolutions to your resolutions committee, and your resolutions committee have just finished a process of kind of sifting through all of those ideas. And they've come up with stuff they're going to take now to your state convention. Tell me about the resolutions committee work, over the last few days.
Okay. Let's start back just a minute, which is about every 3 years, every county has the opportunity, so to speak, to serve on that statewide resolutions committee. There was about 40 people this year that did show up for that process, all Farm Bureau voting members from all across the state. They reviewed a number of resolutions that were sent forward, probably somewhere around 180 to 200 resolutions came from the county level itself. They did sift through those, I'll use your word a little bit, and looked at those and combined some of them, the same thoughts. There were some that were very similar. And on a national basis, some of the things that are very front and center with us with this drought going on and us being agriculture people is federal crop insurance. And how is that impacting the producer today? That was one of our bigger issues we did talk about. And then in particular, with federal crop, with this year's farm bill, Congressman Lucas did insert some language in there, the APH, that 10-year rolling average, a way to help those people that were drought-stricken, not just 1 year, but multiple years in a row. And we believe that should be implemented. We're very supportive of that being implemented. We think it's the right thing to do for the American producer. That needs to happen. So that's front and center with us. Another national level that was very important to us is the Wet Waters of the U.S. thing that I hope your listening audience has heard about. We just reaffirmed our commitment that that's the wrong way to go, that EPA does not need to be regulating that much quality of water that deep. It's really a land grab is what that is in our opinion. We are adamantly opposed to that. On a state level, Ron, we really have focused on some issues that have just recently come to light. For example, one of those is easements, we believe, or rights of way. Need to be, if there's a need to use those for anything other than what the traditional use is, roads, electricity, maybe rural water, if there's another need to use that right-of-way, that county bar ditch, we believe that that's private property right. We think that if there's an entity out there that needs to use that, either permanent or temporary, that needs to be a contractual agreement between that landowner and that entity. So we will continue to draw a line in the sand there and stay strong with that. Locally here in Oklahoma, Ron, of course, wind power is growing and continues to be an issue. We addressed and talked about wind at length. Again, because Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a private property right cornerstone, that's really who we are, and that's what we're about. Back us in the corner on a private property right, and we're going to come out bleeding because we believe in those. And we believe that it's in a private property right of that owner, of that private property owner, to contractually, again, I'll use that word contractually, enter into an agreement with a wind company if they believe that they want to. Now, again, that private property right and right to enjoy that means that you cannot interfere with your neighbor, right to enjoy his. But wind power is one thing we talked about. We're very supportive of wind power. We think that's a good thing for rural Oklahoma and Oklahoma as a whole. Additionally, we would never meet at Oklahoma Farm Bureau and agriculturist in this state in today's time and not talk about water. Water was a big issue. We did talk about it. Our policies are evolving. I'm assuming that if you were from the outside looking in, you'd say they didn't change much, but from the inside looking out, our policies are evolving on water, and we're beginning to look at Oklahoma's water and how do we develop that water so that all Oklahomans benefit.
So the things that the Resolutions Committee, those 40 members of Farm Bureau that worked on over the last few days, they now will see that body of work go to the delegates, and they will debate them and approve or disapprove or amend them in Tulsa, right?
Absolutely. Our convention this year is in Tulsa, November 13, 14, and 15. And the whole voting body delegate at that time, delegate body, will have the opportunity to thumbs up or some thumbs down, so to speak, on these initial resolutions that the committee has put to them. That's a good process. There's a lot of good discussion. At times, as you can imagine, you get enough people in the room, there can be some diversive issues and diversive mindsets, and some good discussion goes on. And that's really where you come up with excellent policy, is having that good policy debate, that good discussion amongst like-minded people or even people that have difference of opinion. That's where good policy comes from. We'll do that in Tulsa this year in mid-November.
And for those national issues, if you the delegates approve them, they still are forwarded on then to AFBF, right?
Absolutely. Same process, just bigger scale. At our national convention in January, Oklahoma will have delegates that go that spend an afternoon and maybe even the next morning reviewing other resolutions or policy issues brought forward by other states. What do we support? What do we not support? Same process takes place there, just on a grander scale. Bigger issues. For example, dairy's talked about there. That's not a big issue in Oklahoma necessarily, but it's a big issue in the eastern United States or other parts of the states. There will also be those horticulture, greenhouse deals. My state board member that I serve with, Rod Moselle, thinks it's a real big deal in Oklahoma, and it is certainly growing. But as we get over on the East Coast, that greenhouse, that horticulture is a giant issue that we're involved in now.